Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're going to start off this hour by giving out our first impression roses. And what that means is we looked at the NFL slate, and these are the games that caught our attention from the very first glance. It's 7:20, we go on to the NBA. It's officially back, and we get more than just two games tonight, a full card in the NBA. We'll tell you what we're betting on, because we do have to bet on something tonight. All coming up next here in the next hour on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So We were just laughing about this story. I'm not sure what's going on with the Ravens, but we know it's not been great things. The Ravens stand at 1-5. And then this story surfaced yesterday from the Baltimore Sun. So in an act to try to clean up things for the Ravens have removed the players' ping pong table, video game consoles, basketball hoop, and cornhole boards from the locker room. Now, I understand that sometimes, like, losing your job or losing games in the NFL, cementing your legacy, maybe that's not enough. But when you take ping pong out of the equation, maybe this is what's going to take for the Ravens to finally win some football games.
I would say maybe you play a little bit better defense. That would be...
Who's to say? That would be me.
Or, I don't know, maybe you get healthy. They need to get healthy. Maybe you get Lamar Jackson back at quarterback. What's going to help you more? Getting your former most valuable player back at quarterback? Or not playing as much ping pong? This just reeks of desperation to me. Like, I'll tell you what I'll fix this. Getting rid of the vending machines and the ping pong. Like, I guess. Also, it could have the opposite effect. Like, because sometimes this feels like such a, like an upper management decision. Like, you guys don't play the game. Do you really think we're in here playing ping pong instead of getting ready? Maybe it sends a message. Right. It can have the opposite effect where it just helps things sort of crumble.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to change anything. Like, in the NFL, like, there are plenty of guys who, like, want it. And I think this is a perspective of people who, like, aren't in the game or close to the game, where they think that players need to be thinking about football 24-7. Like, it's okay to have other thoughts. It's okay to sit by your locker 3 hours before the game. And since you have been cramming and looking at film all week, maybe you want to relax for a second before you, like, go get in a car wreck of the game and, you know, absolutely punish your body. But, like, listen, Jenks, the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites this week. So either Lamar Jackson is playing in this game, or the odds makers are like, whoa, no more ping pong. The Ravens are going to absolutely roll.
He's got to be playing this week. It looks, I mean, the odds are telling you he's going to play, right? He has to. Or, like, hey, as soon as they took the ping pong balls away, this line increased. It went the Ravens' direction. Like, now they're ready to be a juggernaut. It went from 5.5 to 6.5 as soon as they cleaned up this locker room. Like, no impact. But Lamar absolutely is playing this game. Doesn't this seem like way too many points?
Absolutely. Like, if you're the Bears, do you put out another story and be like, listen, we took away our ping pong table and we've taken away the carpet. It is just cement floors in our locker room. So you beat us in that regard. And maybe this line will move. But yes, this is one of those things where it feels like the books know more than we do. Because here's the crazy thing. Like, Lamar Jackson wasn't at practice on Monday. They've been kind of tight-lipped on, you know, his health. But, like, something's got to give here. Like, there is a reason that the Ravens are 6.5-point favorites. And it's not the iteration of the team that we have seen in the past few weeks, because that has been a very, very bad version. So, as we start to give out our first impression roses, Jenks, do you look at this line and say, hey, I'm simply going to take the Bears plus 6.5? Or do you say, hey, the books know something? There is a reason this line is where it's at. And maybe the desperation has settled in for the Ravens. Maybe the lack of ping pong in the locker room will propel the Ravens to a 7-point win.
Yeah, that's... I sort of feel like when you look at this line, it screams Bears. And I'm like, wait a second. And wasn't this a 7.5 yesterday? I feel like yesterday this was Ravens 7.5. So we have seen some Chicago money come in. But I'll tell you one thing. I am not grabbing the 6.5 with Bears. Also, I will say that off a bye week, the Ravens are coming off a bye week. Lamar Jackson is healthy. John Harbaugh has been really good historically against the numbers. So... if I'm leaning one way, I would go Ravens. But, man, this is one of those games I don't have a lot of interest in outside of seeing if Baltimore is going to make a run or not. Because if you look at their odds right now, it's kind of wild. They're about even money to make the playoffs. You would think sitting here at, what, 1-5, that they would be way plus money to make the postseason, and they're not.
I wonder if this is, like, aimed at, like, casual bettors who, like, just don't follow things that closely. And they just see the Ravens. They're like, oh, the Ravens are good, right? Lamar Jackson? So I don't know if this is for people who have not been watching the NFL for the past 3 weeks. But it does seem very strange. And usually, in my experience, these are the games you don't touch with a 10-foot pole. Because, like, something's fishy. So maybe you just don't bet on it at all. But the Ravens did have a bye week. And in that bye week, Marlon Humphrey has been supremely locked in by tweeting this. Should I do a glizzy taste tour around the country one day? 50 states, 50 glizzies. Which, if you don't know what a glizzy is, it is a hot dog. So, Jenks, I know some people are thinking about the lack of a ping pong table. Marlon Humphrey is thinking about hot dogs.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, now that he doesn't have a ping pong table, it's more hot dog talk. That's a hell of a goal, though. A hot dog in every state? I mean, hot dogs can be made in a lot of different ways. I love a good hot dog. Like, a hot dog is, oh, you're making that face. A good glizzy is a good glizzy. I'll say it right now.
It is.
I mean, different styles of hot dogs.
I don't want to know how it's made.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I want to go into the factory and be like, put the casing on for me. Let me watch this take place. Do it again. Like, no. But you can dress up hot dogs in myriad ways, so I get that.
I would like to do, like, a regional taste test of all the different styles of hot dogs, because I know in different states they do it a little different. All right, Jenks, so it's time to officially hand out our first impression roses. So if you're not familiar with this terminology, it derives from The Bachelor, where the bachelor stands there and he looks at the 20 women, and usually it's probably the most attractive one. But like the girl that caught his attention from first glance, he gives her a rose, and it's called the first impression rose. So we're going to do that with the NFL slate. Okay. And we have looked at the numbers, and the most attractive bets are as follows. So Jenks, for me, here are the ones that I wrote down. Cowboys plus 3 at Broncos. I understand that you have some reservations about the Cowboys against a good defense.
I do.
But this is first glance. And then we go Niners plus 1.5 at the Texans. Are we sure the Texans are good? Like, I think the Niners can score more than 20 points. So I think that they have a chance in this game.
Yeah.
And then I did write down Bears plus 6.5 at Ravens. But we talked about that game. And that one has some character issues. Like, I just did a Google of this girl, and there's a lot of weird stuff. OnlyFans detected. So, Jenks, who gets first impression roses for you?
I will say this, is that one game I looked at, and I wanted your thought on this. Now, this is a teaser game, and I might lay the number anyway. But the Bengals are laying 6.5 hosting the Jets. We were talking about the dysfunction with the Jets. And Chelsea, if you play this in a teaser, Bengals minus 5, like a half point at home hosting the Jets, they essentially just need to win. And they might cover the 6.5 anyway. But Aaron Glenn doesn't know who his starting quarterback is going to be. Even when Tyrod Taylor came in, and Tyrod has, to his credit, crafted a very nice career in the National Football League, was not good either. The Jets are a mess. Like, Sauce Gardner's banged up. He's in concussion protocol. A lot of their guys are injured. They're playing for nothing. Joe Flacco's 2-0 against the number? Maybe the Bengals?
I think what scares me about this one is that it feels like the NFL embedding is so reactionary. So, like, it's very easy to see that last game for the Bengals. We're like, oh, the Bengals are really good. But, like, this is a team that still has flaws, and I think that they are far from perfect. Not that the Jets are great either. It's just when I see a team and their stock is at an all-time high, like, obviously not as high as it would be with Joe Burrow, but, like, you get what I'm saying. That it was a primetime game. Everybody saw it, so sometimes I feel like there is not value on those teams. But I suppose if you put it in a teaser, because I think my talking point here is that maybe this is too many points, especially for a defense who's not been very good for the Bengals. But do you get my point? Is that, like, I hate buying in on those teams that are coming off, like, a big win in primetime.
I get that. And it's still the Bengals. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, let's not lose our minds because it's Cincinnati. It can be easy to get hot on a team. But this is really less about the Bengals so much as it is just a damning indictment of the Jets. Is it too many points? Maybe so. But we're going to find out if the Jets are going to fight this weekend or if they're going to just quit. Like, I hate to say that about pro athletes because these guys are never going to quit. We're still talking about guys who are fighting for their jobs. But there's no question it's harder to stay motivated when you've had chances to win games and you're not winning games. And then you've heard the reports that Aaron Glenn is maybe calling other head coaches, like maybe Dan Campbell or someone, trying to figure out what he should do. So I get it. It's Cincinnati. At the same time, it's also the Jets.
I think if Justin Fields plays, which he might not, he will be super motivated. Like when the owner of the team is like, yeah, how are we supposed to be good when we got this quarterback? So I feel like that's the ultimate motivation. And that's the thing with Justin Fields is like if he can get going with his legs, like he can be pretty dynamic. So we'll see what happens in that game. From a drama perspective, I am interested in that one. But let me ask you about my two. Like, I think I know what you're going to say about the Cowboys plus three at the Broncos.
Okay.
For me, it's that I do think this Cowboys offense is elite, and this is going to be a really tough matchup, and we'll see just how elite they are when they have to go against this Broncos secondary. But the Broncos offense, like, I still have my questions about them. So I do think the Cowboys maybe can keep it close. And I know you disagree with that, and that's fine. But let me ask you about this one. Niners plus 1.5 at the Texans. Do you believe in the Texans?
No. No, I don't. And also, I believe in Kyle Shanahan. Now, you could take the Niners minus 1.5. You could take the Niners on the money line. Minus 125 should be a lower scoring game because of the defenses involved. I just don't know. I don't know how the Texans are going to keep C.J. Stroud upright enough. Like, it's a very similar handicap that we saw against Seattle, right? Which is the Niners aren't amazing defensively, but they're pretty good, even though Bosa's out, Warner's out. But if San Francisco gets to 20, then they probably cover this number, and they probably win this game.
Yeah. So just so you know, I know the graphic on our screen says Niners minus 1.5.
Okay.
On my BetMGM, the Niners are getting 1.5. So like that goes into my handicap as well. So I don't know. That's one that maybe needs a little bit more investigating because that's what this segment is about, is we do our initial first reads and then you dive deeper and you say, hey, is my hypothesis right? So maybe we'll put like TBD on that one, because if that one was Niners laying 1.5 and now it's plus 1.5, there is something that I need to look into, because usually when we see a line flip, it means there is a big injury or something. But the way that Christian McCaffrey's been playing, I don't really want to fade the Niners, so I don't think I will.
I don't blame him. I mean, he was as good last week as he's been in years. That was his first 100-yard game on the ground in, I think, 3 seasons. So if he's healthy, I mean, it might last a half, but yeah, they're going to ride him. And also, again, whether it's Mac Jones, whether it's Brock Purdy, you've got a guy in Kyle Shanahan who is going to coach up his team. The Niners are sitting here at what, 5-2? I keep wanting to doubt San Francisco, but he's got them playing above their heads.
Right. It feels very similar to like what we see from like the Rams year in and year out, where it doesn't matter the injuries, they are always a tough out. The one that seems almost too obvious to me this week, and it makes me a little nervous, Mm-hmm. Patriots laying 7 at home against the Browns. What's the sabotage factor there?
I guess the Browns defense. I kind of like the Patriots. Like, in a big way.
They're a wagon.
They're a wagon. Drake May's playing out of his mind. And think about Dylan Gabriel against this Mike Vrabel defense. Like, it's gone up from 6 and a hook. And I know it's a big number because there is a possibility the Browns make this kind of a slog, right? Because their defense is no joke. But are they going to score enough here against Mike Vrabel's defense with Dylan Gabriel quarterback? I don't know. The Patriots are really good. Like, this is a team that's only going to get better, and make is only going to get better. We're watching it happen right in front of us.
Yeah, you could have said Dylan Gabriel against any defense. And I'm like, fair.
In
I don't
practice.
Really trust him a ton. Right. All right. Next segment, we got to get to the NBA. It's officially back, and we have a big old slate tonight. We'll tell you what we're betting on. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The NBA Wednesday at that. I know it's been some time, and we have not wagered on basketball, but that ends this week. We bet on basketball last night, and we're going to do it again tonight, because Jenks, I will not be betting on hockey, so NBA is my only option. All right, so rate this conspiracy theory, courtesy of my husband. So we're watching the NBA, and that commercial comes on where I think it's like, is it Wayfair or something? Where Victor Wembanyama is like trimming some hedges.
Yeah.
And you see his wingspan. You're like, I can't believe that's the same species of human as us. Like, I can't believe that's a human. And so Jake is like, I don't believe that he is a human. I think he's actually an alien. And I was like, all right, I'll listen. He was like, listen, I was watching this game, and he literally rolled both of his ankles, and his ankle literally touched the floor, and he walks off. And you're like, that should have derailed somebody. That should have derailed a human, and yet he just continued walking. Then you see his ankles, and you're like, how are his ankles so skinny on such a tall frame? Mm-hmm. And like, you see this with a lot of NBA players, with Chet Holmgren, who was like electric last night. You see it with Kevin Durant. And it's just like, I don't know where these people originated, but right. It's just like, it doesn't feel like they are the same, like, I don't know, like, species as us. Like, Jake's like, yeah, he's definitely an alien. He's not from this Earth.
You know what's funny about that? I mean, it's a Longhorn story, but I remember years ago, the first time I watched something like this take place, it was during Texas's national championship season when Vince Young was a quarterback. But Vince Young was a freak, right? Like, when he played. And I'll never forget, it was a game against Kansas State. And he was just run-of-the-mill play, and I remember his ankle turned almost all the way around, like 180 degrees on the play. Like, I remember seeing it and going like, oh my God. And he, like, limped off for a second or something. And I was like, it's over. Like, his season's over. Like, our season is over. And then he, like, jogged back on the field and he was totally fine. And I was like, what? That ankle's broken. Like, it's broken. He broke his ankle. And then it was just like and he kind of has that, like, long and lanky and crazy athletic. And we had never seen anything like him before. And I kind of think with some of these athletes that have these builds that are just, that are even amongst athletes different. Right. Their bodies react differently. They look differently. They perform differently. And so, as crazy as it sounds, it doesn't completely surprise me. If anyone's going to have a reaction that isn't normal, it's going to be a guy like Wimby.
Yeah, if anybody's an alien, it's him.
Right.
And sometimes I feel bad for basketball players specifically because they can't go anywhere without anybody being like, do you play basketball? As opposed to, like, we talk about, like, body types for baseball players, where you look at some of them, you're like, that guy could be a plumber. Like, he doesn't look athletic at all. And he's, like, one of the most electric players in baseball. And it's, like, wild to think that. But, like, basketball players, like, I feel like everyday life is not convenient for them. Like, imagine trying to sit in a normal seat at somebody who's built like Wimby. Like, imagine getting on a plane. Just doing anything. We had a guy in college who was 7'4". His name was Bart. He was from Poland. And literally all of his shirts had to be, like, specially made. He had to get a specially made car because he literally couldn't fit in the front seat. And he couldn't drive. God. So it's, like, more expensive to be tall.
You hear that about a lot of guys. It sounds awesome in theory. But when you think about finding an airplane seat or a bed, like, even just at a regular hotel. If you go to a regular hotel, you're going to be like, well, my knees are hanging off. You know what I mean? Or I've got to get a suit made. You can't just walk into Joseph A. Bank or something. You have to get those special, any clothes, really. Like, you can't just log on to a regular website and be like, ooh, I'll get a large or an extra large. Like, no, my clothes have to be specially made. Nobody makes clothes for me except for tailors or whatever. So for all the cool things about it, there's got to be a lot of pains, or like in short spaces or small spaces, it has to drive you crazy.
Yeah, like even like my dad, who's not even that tall. My dad's 6'5", and he would always like get really butthurt when my mom's like, yeah, you got to go to the husky section, like the big and husky section. Because like he's not fat, he's just really tall. So like he would have the dimensions that are not available in the normal sizes. So like there were special stores. It was like big and tall. So my dad would have to shop there. And my dad was like, I don't know, kind of like how Aaron Rodgers is about his height. Like, I don't know. Like, you say something, you're like, Dad, we're just kidding. You're not husky. Yeah, so it's tough for NBA players, but at least they have found their calling, and their freak of nature body is actually equipped for making a lot of money in this sport. All right, so let's get to the NBA and some of these games. And listen, I have tried to drum up some excitement for some of these games, but Jinx, I'm looking at the injury reports, and it's wild to me. The complaint we had last year with the NBA, and we are a morning show, so it's even more tough for us, is that you never know who's playing. Like, some of these games, you're like, what the hell? Like, the season just started, and some of these guys are already sitting out. So let me just start by saying some of these feel like incomplete puzzles that I am trying to complete, but we will do our best. Let's start with the Cavs and the Knicks. A short spread in this one. The Cavs, 1.5-point road favorites. Total of 227.5. So as I mentioned, you should be looking at the injury reports for some of these. So let's start with okay. Cavs-Knicks. Sorry, I was on the Celtics one.
Right,
there are so many injuries, Jinx. So let's scroll down because we have all kinds of injuries in the NBA. So for the Knicks, Karl-Anthony Towns, day-to-day and questionable for this game. OG Anunoby, probable. Mitchell Robinson, out for load management.
God.
Jake's, the season just started. Like, this makes me irrationally mad. Josh Hart is out with a back injury. So, like, starting there, it's already kind of tough. But I will say this.
Yeah.
From a prop standpoint, sometimes you can look at these injuries and be like, okay, well, somebody has to pick up the slack. Maybe it means this player is going to score more points. But from a handicapping angle, Jenks, is there anything worth betting on in this game?
God, I don't know. I kind of like the Knicks as home dogs here, though. God, NBA is so tough early on. I know we're going to keep saying that. I don't know, people are going to be like, all right, I get it. But it really is tough. Like, and then Kat's questionable for this game, and he's got a quad. Darius Garland is out. I kind of, and also,
what are we supposed to do?
And also, how much do you trust Mike Brown? Do you know what I mean? Like, not choice number one for the Knicks.
All right.
So I still, it's the Garden. You're getting points at home. I guess I'll go Knicks here.
I think one thing that I noticed from last night's game is that maybe this is because the Thunder was sitting around for like an hour for that ring ceremony, but it felt like the guys were like kind of rusty in the first half. So I was thinking to myself, okay, what about first half unders in some of these? Like, maybe it's worth a look. But I will say this, like, in jogging my memory for betting on the NBA, it's really tough because they can just fire away from the three-point line at any time in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I would lean towards a first half under in some of these. Like, if you like this play already, maybe that goes into your handicap as well. But maybe these guys are going to be rusty. But again, most of the guys who are, like, suffering ailments are not even playing. So again, I don't even know. All right, so I'm going to open it up from a macros perspective because some of these games are hard to handicap because a lot of guys are not playing. Sixers, Paul George is not supposed to play, I believe. Celtics, obviously, out. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown is questionable in that one. So, Jenks, of the NBA slate, like, did you find anything that you're like, hey, I have an angle in this one, or there's something worth talking about?
God, I don't know. Game one, or, I mean, game one for, yeah, most of these teams. I will say this. The Grizzlies are laying 4.5 hosting the Pelicans. This number's gone up from 3.5. And I feel like the Grizzlies at home, just a couple years ago, I may have to throw last year out the window, but a couple years ago, the Grizz were absolute just wagons when playing in Memphis. And I don't know how much I trust the Pelicans and Zion. Like, okay, Zion will probably play for 10 games and then he'll sit out or something. But ultimately, the Grizz have won the last 4 matchups, right? And even though that goes back to last meeting in 2023, but when it comes to the Pels, I feel like people don't realize how much they're going to miss CJ McCollum, who's now playing for the Wizards, but he was a big part of the success that they did have last year, as measured as that was. So I think it would probably lean Memphis here.
Yeah, I can see that. And plus, I do like playing the teams that kind of have something to prove, like the teams that did not end the season on a high note. Because, like, the Grizzlies had a really disappointing season last year. So I think that there is, you know, a logic there in picking the Grizzlies. I will say, back to my original talking point of Victor Wembanyama, I don't know if you've seen some of his highlights from the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he has gained a little bit of weight, or at least he is playing more physically. I think he's going to be a real force this year. Like, I cannot wait to see his next progression because, you know, even from the jump, he has just been so talented. He has such touch for a big man. And I do think I have seen people talk about, like, possibly putting an MVP bet on him. But first game of the season, like, maybe one of the learning points that we had from the first 2 games yesterday is that the stars shone especially bright. And I understand it took 2 overtimes for SGA to get his points prop. But still, like, it's wild to me how quick these games started. And these games, I guess, do mean something because, you know, that's part of the handicap sometimes is that you say, okay, it's the regular season, it's October, these guys don't care. But, like, I think we saw that last night is that some of these superstars really took this spotlight seriously and they wanted to prove a point. So, for me, I'm going to look at Wemby tonight. I'm going to look at his rebounds because he's been better in the paint. Like, it does feel like he has gained a little bit of weight. He's playing more physical. So his rebounding prop tonight is set at 11.5 plus money for the over at plus 105. You could also do a player prop parlay where you go 10 plus and combine it with something else. His points, I'm a little hesitant to take simply because it's 24.5. And I just think he's one of those players that fills out the stat sheet more, where it's going to be points, it's going to be rebounds, it's going to be assists. So if you want to do some combo stat bets as well, I think that is a very good look. Should be noted that in this game, we also will see the debut of Cooper Flagg. And it does feel like there is a similar handicap for Cooper Flagg, in that sometimes it's not just about the scoring. Like, obviously he can score at will, but I feel like he kind of fills out the stat sheet in other ways, to where his points prop is 16.5. I feel like he can go under that and still have a great game. So I'm not going to be taking the over there, probably not hitting the under. But what do you expect from Cooper Flagg in his first game as a Mav?
First game, always dicey, because I feel like even if you're awesome, you might have a little bit of nerves. It's only natural. You're playing your first game in the NBA. But I think it's a good point about Cooper Flagg is that, yes, he can score. And when you think of great players, that's immediately what you think of, right? Can they score? Can they score? But he is a great all-around player. He has great vision. So he could have 16 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and have a great all-around debut. So I don't know if I'd touch his prop, and I feel like that's going to be a popular prop as well. I will also say, have you seen his New Balance shoes? Did you see when those were going around? His signature shoe?
I did not.
They're very mundane. Like, the colors are kind of muted, and I think the post that went viral, someone called them the Mow the Lawn Ones because they look like dad shoes. It's pretty funny, actually. I mean, they're fine. You know, he's got a signature shoe, but they don't blow you away like a lot of the designs that we see in 2025.
But that's what people wear these days. Like, I don't know if you... Well, I feel like Catherine's pretty dialed into the trend, so, like, maybe you know this, but, like, a lot of the Gen Z girls wear the most grandpa-looking shoes you've ever seen with high crew socks. And you're like, what? Everything that I have learned in this life thus far feels like it is being thrown in the garbage can, where you see these shoes that are so ugly and white and, you know, geriatric-looking, but, like, that's what's popular. So maybe it makes sense.
No. I mean, look, a trend is a trend, right? So for me, I'm like, these look like, you know, I'm going to go on a walk and grab the paper this morning. And maybe I'll pick up after my dog and grab a cup of coffee or something. But if that's what the style is, you got to go with that. And I'm sure that, of course, there's all of these knee-jerk reactions when something like this comes out. I just think it's interesting that he's with New Balance and not Nike.
Yeah, it would be... It feels like it would be more fitting that he would be with Nike, but, like, New Balance has got some players. Like, I will say, this is one of my daughter's favorite commercials, is the one with Ohtani and New Balance. Hey, hey, hey. She loves that one. She's a big Ohtani girl, just
is
because
she?
Of that commercial. Not because of what he does on the baseball field, but she really likes that commercial. And Cameron Brink, because she looks like, you know, Elsa. She's tall, blonde, has the braid.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like, a big Cameron Brink fan.
All right. Very good. You know, you bring her along slowly. Mm-hmm. Is she going to watch the World Series? She excited about Friday night since she's an Ohtani girl?
Ah, well, she is forced to watch sports with us all the time. At least with baseball, she plays softball, so I think she gets the premise of what's going on. She definitely does not love football. She just like, why do they keep getting hurt? I'm like, well, that's just football.
Why don't they just put a Band-Aid on it, get back out there? Well, that's because he tore 3 ligaments in his knee, Blake. What does that mean?
Right.
Yeah, well, let's, let's put on that baseball again.
Yeah, it's a spinal cord injury.
God.
That's a big one. He's not going to come back from that one. All right, coming up next, time to complain. It's a Whine About It Wednesday. You won't want to miss it. This is one of our talents. It's next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, we're back on a Wednesday, October the 22nd. And because it's Wednesday, it means it's a Whine About It Wednesday. So every Wednesday, we fire up what's grinding our gears, and we unload. Because sometimes you just need to vent, Jenks. Like, I think this is a common complaint for women, is that sometimes we just need to talk about our problems. We do not need insight. We do not need solutions. We just need somebody to sit there, listen, and say, yeah, you're right. That absolutely sucks. Because, like, sometimes you're not looking for solutions. Like, I complain to my dad about things, and he gives me, like, a logical solution. I'm like, no, I just want to hate this girl. She sucks. That was the correct answer.
You know what? I actually, that's a very insightful thing to say, because I was reading about the difference between men and women and relationships, right? Like, how do you communicate better? And so a lot of times when a woman, for example, presents a problem or a complaint, like, this is frustrating to me, men are natural problem solvers. And so they say, well, here's what you need to do. Like, this is what you need to do to solve this. And the woman, that's not what she's looking for. It's like, no, I'm just looking for a sympathetic ear. I want someone to understand where I'm coming from and be a good sounding board for that. I don't need you to figure it out for me. I just need you to be there. And so that's actually very simple advice, because I'll catch myself like, you need to do this. And I'll be like, no, there's nothing to solve here. Just be there. And it's true.
Right. And then, like, talk trash about whoever you can to make your wife or
I mean, her nose is big. I will. It's very big.
She's
I don't like her hair either. It's definitely. She colors it.
All right. Well, I can complain about a lot of things, and I try to temper myself, because I will say this. Like, I think as a young person, especially early on in a relationship, you see people who have been married, and you're like, I'm never going to be that nagging wife. And then fast forward 10 years later, and you're like, wow, I'm that nagging wife. So, like, I try to let some things slide. So, like, I will lose some battles as long as I can still fight some more. So I save some ammo for later. But I do complain a lot. So I do think it's one of my talents. And that's why we have Whine About It Wednesday here on the show.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
All right, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday. And Jenks, I think it's funny how back-to-back segments we're now complaining, because most of last segment, we were complaining about the NBA and how everybody's questionable and people are already on load management, which is in a complaint in itself, which I think is very valid. But what else is grinding your gears this week? Have you been to the DMV? Have you had some type of phone call where you had to talk to an automated operator? Main menu.
Oh,
operator.
My God.
Talk to a person. What is bothering you this week?
I'm trying to decide. So many. I think it's, you know what it is? It's the increasing fees of everything, especially when it comes to streaming. Like it was, what, 2-3 years ago when you cut the cord and you're like, awesome. All right, I'm saving money. I got rid of all that nonsense. I don't have to deal with Xfinity anymore, right? And so now every stream, if you want anything, it's a subscription, it's streaming, and the prices keep going up. I got an email yesterday. HBO Max, guess what? Another $3 a month, just like Netflix, just went up, just like YouTube TV, just went up. So all this money that we were saving, at least initially, is now just going down the tubes because over the past 2 or 3 years, they keep jacking up the prices.
Yeah, here's another complaint that's parallel. How they treat new customers so much better than returning customers. Because there is this commercial I see all the time. I think it's for Xfinity where they're like, if you sign up now and it has this relaxing music playing, we'll have the same price guaranteed for the next 5 years. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I have Xfinity. I get an email a week later saying, hey, your price is going to go up. I said, what?
What?
I have seen so many of these commercials who are telling new customers, your price is not going to increase for the next 5 years. It's nice to have some certainty in this uncertain world. And you're like, well, you don't do this for your customers that you have now. You see this a lot with like phone contracts where it's like, trade in your new iPhone and we'll give you 2 years where you don't have to pay anything. But like once you're locked into that contract, oh, they're going to jack up the prices. They're going to put in all kinds of fees. But if you're a new customer, my goodness, is it enticing.
That's why I don't do it. I buy my phone outright. Like I'm not locked into any contract, so I can switch at any time. I tried to go in one time. I'm with AT&T, but I own my phone. And once you do that, like it's a lot initially, and it may be different because I have a Galaxy as opposed to an iPhone. Once you do it initially, it's, of course, you're swallowing the cost of a phone. But then the trade-in value is so high, you just keep getting an upgraded phone, and it's so much cheaper. But I went into AT&T one time, and I was like, hey, I saw you guys have this deal, which was such a good deal, and she was like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about it. And, like, what plan are you on? I said, well, I'm on this plan, but I own my own phone. And she was like, oh, you're not paying for the phone right now? I was like, no, I own it. She goes, oh, you're not eligible. She goes, that's the way to do it. And I was like, exactly. Because they want you locked in so you always have to pay those fees.
Ah, it's the worst. The man.
The man.
When it comes to cell phones, it's the worst. Den, earlier in the week, you said you had a major complaint with a car dealership. It sounds like you were there for a long time. So go ahead and unload, brother.
So I went to get my car inspected. Had to be done in the month of October, right? But thankfully, I went to the dealership. I didn't go to like Jiffy Lube or Virginia Tire and Auto or whatever because I don't trust them. I used to go to Virginia Tire and Auto all the time. And they would find all the things wrong with my car, and it'd feel like it would break, you know, like a month later, right? And I don't like waiting. I'm not very patient. So I could sign up, and I could schedule the inspection. So I'd do that. I also realized, oh, my car is 40,000 miles. Let me just, you know, do the 40,000-mile checkup, whatever, too. I'm right there, whatever. Shouldn't take that long. Again, I'm scheduling it. So I feel like I'm a priority, crazy me. I go. I drop the car off. I see them pull it back. My appointment was at 10:15. I got there early because I didn't really have anywhere else to be. I see them bring my car back at 10:20.
Okay.
I don't leave the dealership until 3. And they're just doing inspection. And then they find a bunch of other things wrong with the car because, you know, that's what happens, right? You go to the car dealership and here's another $400 of things that we really suggest that you change. And I'm like, I haven't heard of any of these things before. But I'm going to take your word for it, and I can handle it, right? So they do all these changes. And I'm, like, texting them. You know, they're very nice. Like, the people there are fine. They're very nice. They're like, hey, you can, like, text us for updates. And I text them for an update. I'm like, hey, like, what's the estimated time? Like, do I need to, like, leave, ask for a loaner car to go get lunch or whatever? Because I didn't think I was going to be here for 4.5 hours. And then they text me back 20 minutes. Sorry, I was busy. I got lost doing some other stuff. And I'm like, what is happening right now? So finally, they send me, like, hey, this is everything we did. It's done. We're just going to wash your car. And I was at that point where I was like, I don't want a car wash, bro. I want to go home. So they do the car wash. They park my car. This is where it gets worse. They park my car. I have four eyes. All four of them see the car. It's parked. And I'm like, all right, sick. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'll be good. It was another 45 minutes after they parked my car, done with the car, because the guy that was in charge of the receipts or the payments, he had to process. It was one guy. He had to process. And apparently, this guy is the most popular human being at this particular car dealership because everyone is talking to him. He takes a million years to process the person's order in front of me. And I'm like, what on God's green earth is happening? I want to go home. And then the best part, he had the nerve. I'm walking out. He like walks me to my car. I'm like, bro, I see my car. I've seen my car. It's been here for an hour now. I've seen the car. He's like, I'd really appreciate a good review. It helped me keep my job. And I'm like, listen here, man. I'm a good person. I'm not like a yeller or a screamer. I'm not causing a scene. I desperately, my biggest fear in life is being on the wrong end of like a crash out TikTok where someone just happens to see and like, hey, he's like just important enough for this to mean something. So I'm not crashing out or nothing, but I'm like, there's no way that I just saw my car parked there for 45 minutes. And you're like, give me 10 stars. First of all, 5 stars is the general view. Like, what do we add another 5 stars to this process for? But then you're asking for 10 after I've been here for 4.5 hours. I didn't get a review. I did not.
Like, oh my God. You think they're trolling you? Like, do you think they just have no self-awareness? I think that's the worst part is when people waste your time and, like, you have been sitting there for so long that you're like, is there any level of urgency? Because I think in this day and age where everything is so instantaneous, where you can sign up for stuff online, like you can do things so quick, that when somebody steals your time, it hurts more. Because you're I should not be waiting for this long. Like, we have scheduled an appointment. Like, this was the time that we both agreed on. And this is the set thing that you're supposed to do. And it doesn't need to take 4 hours. That is extremely maddening. Like, you add in the money, obviously that hurts as well. But, like, I went to the doctor yesterday. And you schedule an appointment. It's like, hey, I'm going to be here at 2:30. Can we get things going close to 2:30? No. Mm-mm. You're going to wait for 45 minutes in the waiting room. You'll see the nurse, and then you wait another 20 minutes for the doctor. What happened? This is the time we scheduled. It's always like that at doctor's offices. Like, I haven't been much. Jenks, I don't know what your, like, experience has been, but, like, I feel like they're just, like, laughing behind the scenes. Like, I feel like they're just doing crossword puzzles. I'm like, that idiot.
I'm very lucky. The one thing I do well, like, the one thing, is that I'm able to choose, like, good doctors. I don't know why. I think it's because I do this meticulous research. I'm like, if I go to the doctor, if you're going to mess with me, then you're going to be really good at what you do. Like, exceptional. So I've been able to do that. But I also get that where they're hell-bent on you getting there at a certain time. And if you don't, and if you're late, you lose your appointment. It's like, all right, I'm here. Right. And now I get to wait 45 minutes. Awesome.
Or when they gaslight you and say, no, you haven't filled out all these forms online. We need you to handwrite these. You're like, the forms that I just filled out online?
Right.
I have to do this again? What's your name? You don't know my name by now?
Right. What? Or when you punch in, like, your date of birth on the phone for a customer service rep, and then they get you on the phone, they go, can we get your date of birth? I'm like, why did I punch it in? I just punched this in. I totally get that.
See, I told you. Like, the things I can complain about are endless. The limit does not exist. All right, so we'll wrap up our complaining, and we'll talk some good things about the great games in the NBA last night coming up next here on The Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.